his death.
We're not sure who he gave it to, but by 1544 it was in the treasury of the Habsburg emperors in Vienna. And from there, its secularization begins. The gold, enamel and jewels become far more valuable and more interesting than the humble thorn that they house. In the 1860s, it was sent to a dishonest antique dealer for restoration. Instead of carrying out the repairs, the dealer created a forgery, which he sent back in its place to the imperial treasury, keeping the original for himself. Eventually, the genuine reliquary was bought by the head of the Vienna branch of the Rothschild Bank, and it was donated to the British Museum by Ferdinand de Rothschild in 1898 as part of the Waddesdon bequest, which now occupies the whole of a small gallery here at the museum. You never get to the end of the Holy Thorn reliquary. It's a theatre for the cosmic drama of salvation. It's a sermon on high medieval theology, and you could almost say that it's a single object museum, even if an incomparably lavish one. There's one exhibit mounted on sapphire, displayed behind rock crystal, and labelled on enamel. But its purpose is the same as any museum's, to provide a worthy setting for a great thing. We can't, of course, know how visitors approach the objects on display in the museum, but many visitors surely still use the Holy Thorn reliquary for its original devotional purpose of contemplation and prayer.